بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم موتى بكاء ابن رواحة رضي الله تعالى عنه عند الخروج وأبياته في سؤال الشهادة. أخرج ابن إسحاق عن عروة بن الزبير رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: بعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثه إلى موتة في جماد الأولى من سنة 8، واستعمل عليهم زيد بن حارثة رضي الله عنه وقال: إن أصيب زيد فجعفر بن أبي طالب على الناس، فإن أصيب جعفر فعبد الله بن رواحة رضي الله عنهم على الناس. فتجهز الناس ثم تهيئوا للخروج وهم 3000. فلما حضر خروجهم ودع الناس أمراء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسلموا عليهم. فلما ودع عبد الله بن رواحة مع من ودع بكى، فقالوا: ما يبكيك يا ابن رواحة؟ فقال: أما والله ما بي حب الدنيا ولا صبابة بكم، ولكني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ آية من كتاب الله يذكر فيها النار، وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا، فلست أدري كيف لي بالصدر بعد الورود. فقال المسلمون: سحبكم الله ودفع عنكم وردكم إلينا صالحين. فقال عبد الله بن رواحة رضي الله عنه: لكنني أسأل الرحمن مغفرة وضربة ذات فزع ذات فرغ تقذف الزبد، أو طعنة بيدي حران مجهزة بحربة تنفذ الأحشاء والكبد، حتى يقال إذا مروا على جدتي أرشده الله من غاز وقد رشد. ثم إن القوم تهيأوا للخروج، فأتى عبد الله بن رواحة رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فودعه، ثم قال: فثبت الله ما أتاك من حسن، تثبيت موسى ونصرا كالذي نصر، إني تفرست فيك الخير نافلة، الله يعلم أني ثابت البصر، أنت الرسول، فمن يحرم نوافله والوجه منه فقد أزرى به القدر. ثم خرج القوم، وخرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يشيعهم، حتى إذا ودعهم انصرف قال عبد الله بن رواحة: خلف السلام على امرئ ودعته في النخل خير مشيع وخليل. تشجيع ابن رواحة رضي الله تعالى عنه الناس على الثبات. ثم مدوا حتى نزلوا معانا من أرض الشام، فبلغ الناس أن هرقل قد نزل مآبا من أرض البلقاء في 100,000 من الروم، وانضم إلي من لخم وجذام والقين وبهراء وبلي 100,000 منهم عليهم رجل من بلي. ثم أحد إراشة يقال له مالك بن زافلة. فلما بلغ ذلك المسلمين أقاموا على معانا ليلتين ينظرون في أمرهم، وقالوا: نكتب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فنخبره بعدد عدونا، فإما أن يمدنا بالرجال وإما أن يأمرنا بأمره فنمضي له. فشجع الناس عبد الله بن رواحة رضي الله عنه وقال: يا قوم، والله إن التي تكرهون للتي خرجتم تطلبون الشهادة، وما نقاتل الناس بعدد ولا قوة ولا كثرة، ما نقاتلهم إلا بهذا الدين الذي أكرمنا الله به، فانطلقوا فإنما هي إحدى الحسنيين، إما ظهور وإما شهادة. وقال الناس: قد والله صدق ابن رواحة. فمضى الناس حتى إذا كانوا بتخوم البلقاء لقيتهم جموع هرقل من الروم والعرب بقرية من قرى البلقاء يقال لها مشارف. ثم دنا العدو وانحاز المسلمون إلى قرية يقال لها موتة، فالتقى الناس عندها، فتعبى لهم المسلمون، فجعلوا على ميمنتهم رجلا من بني عذرة يقال له قدبة بن قتادة رضي الله عنه، وعلى ميسرتهم رجلا من الأنصار يقال له عبادة ابن مالك. ثم التقى الناس فاقتتلوا، فقاتل زيد بن حارثة رضي الله عنه براية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى شاط في رماح القوم، ثم أخذها جعفر رضي الله عنه فقاتل القوم حتى قتل، وكان جعفر أول المسلمين أقر في الإسلام. وخرج الطبراني عن عورة بن الزبير رضي الله عنهما مثله وفيه. ثم أخذها جعفر فقاتل بها حتى إذا ألحمه القتال اقتحم عن فرس له شقراء فعقرها فقاتل القوم حتى قتل. وكان جعفر أول رجل من المسلمين عقر في الإسلام. These are the incidents of Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, our stars, our guiding stars, to the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we learn from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that how they gave their lives in the path of Allah. They were the first addresses of Quran and the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, with their pure hearts and minds, how they understood the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they understood and how they implemented the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in every aspect. Whether it was physical, how they gave their time, their health, their wealth in the path of Allah. And as our elders say, the highest form of qurbani is that they sacrifice their jazbat and they sacrifice their emotions, their families and their feelings. They sacrifice emotion. Very difficult. So we learn from Sahaba radiallahu anhum that how they sacrifice the emotions, their love for their families, their love for Madinatul Munawwara, their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was sacrificing one's home and family, but the love within your heart, how do you sacrifice that? How do you sacrifice being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood that ultimately, no matter what happens in a person's life, the deen of Allah has to dominate. The deen of Allah has to prevail. Whether I give my life, my time, my family. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. The maqsad of the ba'that and the sending of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah sent him with deen haq and hidayat, so that this deen may prevail in the four corners of the world. As Sahaba ikram understood this, that everything has to be given for deen to prevail and to dominate my life and every single person's life till the day of Qiyamah. When it came to the battle of Muta in Biladul Sham, the crying of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of leaving Madinatul Munawwara and the poetry that he rendered in imploring Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for martyrdom. You also, ulama explain that the purpose of going out in the path of Allah, of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, was that to take life. Was that deen was spread in the world. That the least amount of casualties, the least amount of those that be wounded, and we also lose the least amount of men, and deen has to be established. But the desire to give their life in the path of Allah. Urwah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu says, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent out his jamaat of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to Muta, which is in Sham, presently in Jordan, in Jumad al-Ula, the 8th year of Hijrah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had appointed upon them Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as the Amir. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prophesied and he said, if Zayd radiallahu anhu is martyred, when he heard this, he knew already that I will not be returning to Madinah Munawwara. This is the final tashkil of my life. If Zayd has to drop in the battlefield, then Ja'far bin Abi Talib, my cousin, he will be appointed as Amir of the army, only 33 years old, in the prime of his life. If Ja'far drops in the battlefield, then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be the Amir of the people. The Sahaba Ikram began to prepare to leave Madinatul Munawwara. Then they were ready to leave. They were 3,000 in number. Just 3,000 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the 8th year of Hijrah. When the time came for them to leave, then the people bid farewell to the commanders and the generals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and wasallamu alayhim, and they made salam to them. This we find when we send our jamaats out also, we give hidayat and we send the jamaats out. It's also a sunnah we find in the ishtimaas also, that we call the brothers to the front to make musafaha, to make salam. And we call the jamaats out, and now they are living in the path of Allah. Same thing is happening here in Madinatul Munawwara. The Sahaba Ikram are leaving, and the residents of Madinatul Munawwara are bidding farewell to the commanders, and wasallamu alayhim, they're making salam to them. When Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also bidding farewell, he began to cry. So they asked him, "O Ibn Rawaha, what makes you cry?" So he says, "By the qasam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I have no love for this world. Is that because I'm leaving my dunya possessions I am crying? I have no love for this world, nor do I have any attachment to you people. But I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the ayat of Quran Sharif, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fire of Jahannam. His consciousness of akhirat is always there. That my iman was always be on the high. Iman was always increasing. He would hold the hand of a sahabi, let us sit down. It does make mudhakar of iman." So I remember the ayat wherein the fire of Jahannam is being mentioned, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa in minkum illa wariduha," that definitely every one of you will have to pass over the pul sirat. Every one of you will have to pass over the bridge which is upon the fire of Jahannam. And this is a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a command of Allah that will come to pass. It has to happen. Every single person will have to go over that bridge by the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he says, this picture comes to my mind, that how will I pass the pul sirat? Then after he says, "Walastu adri," I don't know. I don't know what will happen to me. How will I return thereafter? Once I pass through, what will happen to me thereafter? So the Muslim said to him, "May Allah be your companion." They made dua for him, bidding farewell and making dua also. "May Allah ta'ala take you all safely. May Allah be with you all. Fi amanillah, fi hifzillah." These are sunnah du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our elders teach us, make mudhakara while we are traveling. The masnoon du'as, how to bid farewell to a traveler also. We're sending a jamaat away, how to make du'a for him. What du'as to be read, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah remove any difficulty of yours. May Allah remove your grief. May Allah return you hale and healthy back to us. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, thereafter he mentioned a few poems in which he said to them, this is his parting poems leaving Madinatul Munawwara. And he says that, "I ask, I implore Ar-Rahman, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for his forgiveness. I ask Allah for his forgiveness. Allah forgive all my sins. And that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the strike of a very wide sword that will cause the enemy's blood to flow. Ask Allah ta'ala to assist me and be with me. أَوْ تَعْنَةً بِيَدَيْ حَرَّانَ مُجْهِزَةً." Why I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fatal strike, such a strike of the enemy that will pierce through my body. Either I will take his life or he will take my life. So I make dua for shahadat in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Such a strike of a spear that pierces through my intestines and my liver. On the day of Qiyamah, I will present to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala these body parts of mine. Ya Allah, this is what I gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta yuqala, until it will be said, when the people will pass by my grave, my qabr, they will say, May Allah care for you. May Allah care for this warrior who already has been cared for. Then make dua for me. May Allah care for this ghazi, for this warrior, as he was cared for. Then the sahaba and the jamaat got ready to leave Madinatul Munawwara. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bid farewell to him. Very painful farewell. Because sahaba ikram knew that there's no return. This is only one way tashkil. There's no return ticket. Then he said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, "May Allah preserve you, O Nabi of Allah. All the good that Allah has given you, may Allah preserve you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had preserved and attended and blessed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah assist you as those have been assisted." Thereafter he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua for him, that I see in you goodness which is always increasing. And Allah knows my sight is very excellent. O Nabi of Allah, I can see the goodness in you and the goodness will only increase. And Allah has given me excellent eyesight, meaning eyesight of the heart. You are the Rasul of Allah. You are the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever is deprived of your generosity and your attention, then it is truly his ill faith. He doesn't believe in you, and doesn't come close to you, and listen to you, and obey you, then that person is ill-fated. Then the Sahaba Ikram Jamaat left Madinatul Munawwara, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bid farewell to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they left Madinatul Munawwara. Then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, may the peace of Allah remain with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I have bid farewell to him and left him behind amongst the date palms of Madinatul Munawwara. What a wonderful Nabi he is, the one who's been bid farewell to, and an excellent friend. Sahaba Ikram, day after they left towards Muta, which is in Sham, until they came to a place called Ma'an, min ardi Sham, in the land of Sham. Then the news reached Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Hiraqla, Hercules, had left, and he set up camp in a place called Ma'ab. Only 3,000 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, traveling from Madinatul Munawwara right till Sham. Hercules had a great army. He had descended and put up camp in Ma'ab, in the district of Walqa. He had 100,000 Romans with him. 100,000. Sahaba Ikram, 3,000. And the Kuffar, 100,000. Thereafter is mentioned the different tribes of Lakham, Juzam, Qin, Bahra, Bali. There were another 100,000 of them that joined this Kuffar. 3,000 against 200,000. Then they had a commander that was put upon them. His name was Malik bin Zafila. When this news reached the Muslims, then they put up camp at Ma'an for 2 nights, and they began to make mashwara. And they gave their eyes what to do now. So they said that we will write a letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, informing him of the number of enemies against us. There are only 3,000, they are 200,000. Either Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam will send reinforcements, more soldiers to assist us, more mujahideen, or he will give us further instructions what to do, and we will execute it accordingly. So at that moment, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may he close sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understood the mizaj. Tarbiyat was made, the mizaj was understood. So he stood up and he encouraged and enticed Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the army, and he said to them, O my people, by the Qasam of Allah, it seems that death which takrahun, which you disliked, that thing which you dislike right now, is in reality that which you came here for. You left Madinah Munawwara for shahadat, not to return, but it seems that you are making a mashwara about it. It seems you don't like it. So in the Jamaat also, we have to have targhib all the time. Sati's hearts will change sometime, I want to go back home possibly. He will make some plan, Shaitan will play with him. So we have to regroup the Jamaat and give the targhib every morning. What do you have come for? What is the maqsad? That we got to finish and complete our time. So that which you came out for from Madina Munawwara, it seems that now you dislike it, which is shahadat, and martyrdom in the path of Allah. And then thereafter he reminds them that Allah Ta'ala's system for the Ummah is very different. That we have never fought the enemy based upon number, nor upon strength. It wasn't our number, wasn't our ammunition, was it our strength and our might and our power. That we only fought them with this deen. It was the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that must prevail, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Therefore, march on, فَانْتَلِقُوا march on, is one of the two excellent and beautiful things you will get from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Either be victory or shahadat. We'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiling. So the people said, by the qasam of Allah, Ibn Rawaha has spoken the truth. So they marched on until they came to the borders of Balqa, and the coalition and the armies of Heraclius collided with them. They were Roman soldiers and the Arabs also. in a village from the villages of Alqa, which was called Masharif. Then the enemies came closer. The Muslims, they regrouped to a village which was called Muta in Sham. Finally, the Sahaba Ikram came to Muta. And the Sahaba Ikram clashed with them in Muta. The Muslims arranged the armies. Upon the right flank of the army, they placed a man by the name of Udhara. From Banu Udhara, his name was Qutbah bin Qatada. He was on the right flank. On the left flank was a person from the Ansar. His name was Ubadah bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the war began. They fought until Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. The freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, holding the flag of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he passed away? That his spear pierced into his body. Thereafter, Ja'far bin Abi Talib, the cousin of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, took hold of the flag, and he also fought in the path of Allah until hatta qutil, he also made a shaheed. And he mentioned Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one in the history of Islam that jumped off, dismounted his conveyance, he got off his horse, and he cut the horse's leg, he hamstrung the horse, whilst there's no way to go back home. He's only going ahead. He was the first one ever. He dismounted his horse and he disabled his animal. So there's no way that he's going to go back home. He's only one way in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this incident, my dear brothers, we find the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they understood the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has to prevail in the world. No matter what happens, time has to be given, life has to be given. And we find in the history of Islam that many, many lives were given for deen to prevail. And we hear from our elders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was prepared to see his beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also going through qurbani for the deen of Allah. The deen of Allah is very beloved to Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave qurbani in Taif also. Give qurbani in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq. But the deen of Allah has to prevail. To the extent ulama say in the battle of Khandaq also that took place in the 4th to 5th year of Hijrah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the kuffar delayed his salatul asr, just on salah, the salah was so important. Because they were in the battle, and the kuffar were looking at them, they were looking at the kuffar. There wasn't any fighting, but the fear was there. And sahaba ikram were in full alert, were in high alert with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam until salatul asr became qada. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so upset when he's defeating the kuffar, but the deen of Allah must not be sacrificed. The salah was missed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, mala Allahu quburahum wa buyutahum naran hatta shagaluna an salatil wusta hatta gharabati shams. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so upset when salah was missed. Rahmatul lil alamin is making dua. May Allah fill their graves and their homes with fire. That they made us, they called us to Musa wa Asr namaz. The sun has set already. The deen has to come alive in the entire world. The deen will come alive when deen, qurbani will be given. Lives were given before, lives are still being given also. But not to forget the purpose of the qurbani, the deen of Allah has to prevail in the world. The blood will be spilt. Blood will be taken. Now recently in the conflict we are hearing about, one person makes dua. He says, Ya Rab, one of our brothers in the part of Sham, making dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, khud min dima'ina hatta tarda. Ya Allah, take how much you want of our blood till you are happy. Till you become happy and the deen has to come alive in the world. So for this we have to give our time. For us, our elders are asking, give the time only. Give time in the path of Allah. And shed tears in the darkness of night. Shed tears. And here ulama explain, what are tears? The reality of one tear, tear is made from blood. When the blood begins to heat up in the body, because of pain for the ummah, then the blood comes out through the eyes as a tear. But the source of it is blood. So in that way we are giving blood in the path of Allah, we will make up a bank dua for the ummah. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. We already put this inshallah. To spend our time correctly. Tonight is the night of Shab Guzari. That we spend our time correctly. That now we will proceed downstairs to take partake of our meals. Very important, my dear brothers. That everything we do according to sunnah. When you get down the stairs also, subhanallah, as we are going down. When you're sitting to eat, to wash our hands, is sunnah also. And to take out that amount of food, which is enough for us. Not too much that we have to throw the food away. There are brothers in the world right now where they have no food. Right now we are saying that at least be thrifty in our eating also. Don't overeat. There are brothers, they don't have food and water in the ummah right now. So we're eating according to sunnah. To eat with three fingers, very importantly, we eat with three fingers. This is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we eat with three fingers. And Nabi of Allah taught us also how to lick the fingers when we finish it. Mentioned in kitabs, how to lick the fingers. First we lick the middle one. Then the kalima, then the finger of shahada. Then the thumb. 1, 2, and 3. Showing us the sunnah tariqah of eating is three fingers and how to lick it first, the middle one, index one, and then the thumb. Eating all the fingers in 4 and 5. In the sunnah there is power. In the sunnah there is taqat, there is strength. We'll do that niyat inshallah. That we will eat du'as before eating, du'as while eating. After we finish also to read our du'as. To keep the place clean after we finish it. Not to spend too much time on the dastarkhan. Thereafter we'll go to bed early inshallah. And making the intention of tahajjud salah inshallah. Wake up in the dead of the night, make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to ensure when you are sleeping. You put a sleeping bag, put some bedding below us, and the du'as before we sleep, the sunnahs before we sleep, make wudu before we sleep, our du'as and our surahs. And when it comes to tahajjud time, Subh Sadiq is 3:40. Subh Sadiq, tahajjud will end at 3:40. So we can wake up. Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, when he passed away, somebody sees him in a dream. Oh Hassan, Allah has given you a big Jannah. And he was a great pious man. In this dream of this person, he says, Allah gave me Jannah because of the short rakats of tahajjud I performed. The short rakats. Even the short rakats are valuable in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we'll wake up 15 minutes, 20 minutes, salat of tahajjud. And thereafter we'll make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fajr Jamaat tomorrow will be at 4:35 inshallah. Also to make dua, to make figure for our student jor that will take place in Masjid-e-Hilal on the 2nd of December, on Saturday, inshallah, from Asr to Isha. The student jor will take place in Masjid-e-Hilal on Saturday, the 2nd of December, from Asr to Isha. For us, start making dua, start making awaz. And to meet our youngsters and make them ready to go out in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, as many as we can make tashkil of, and tell them to make tashkil also, and to get them all to come here, on the 2nd of December, inshallah. We all try this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Ya ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Allahumma ighfir lana wa lil-mu'minin wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat wasih dhat bainihim wa allif bain qulubihim وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وشدد شملهم ومزق جمعهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم منزل الكتاب مجري السحاب هازم الأحزاب اهزمهم يا ربنا وانصرنا عليهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك